Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing well on this freezing cold day here in the Northeast. And I hope you're bundled up listening to us and you're nice and cozy. And I want to ask you a question. You know all those powerful people that do all those fabulous things and make lots of money? How do they screw it up so much? There's so many that do so many bizarre things once they get to exactly where they want to be. I personally like Bill Clinton. I think he does a great service for his new Clinton initiative. But can we ever forget Monica Lewinsky? No. And why do people do that? Why did Anthony Weiner do what he did and think he could get away with it? I mean, how can you get that far and screw it up so poorly? Well, I don't have the answer to that. And I really kind of hope you don't either, because I hope you don't know firsthand how bad that is. But my guest today is going to teach us about leadership and how not to mess it up. Stephen Mundell is the author, along with Sharon Massoff, of The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership, a terrific little book. And Trevor Blake wrote about his book, and I love Trevor Blake. I've interviewed him. He's wonderful. He writes for the Huffington Post. He's written a wonderful book. Anyway, we're going to talk about him and what he said about Stephen Mundell, and I want to welcome Stephen to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Thank you, Shannon. I'm doing very well.
Well, thank you so much. I was going to say what Trevor Blake wrote, and he said, like me, Mundell believes the greatest achievements in business and in life are possible when we work hard on ourselves first. And you said the job of leadership isn't so much out there as it is in here. Now, as I just said, many of those people that are in there are doing wrong things. How can we get inside and do the right thing? When we reach inside and find out who we are, how can we pull out the good stuff and not the bad stuff?
Well, that's a great question, and it is a journey. We do write that leadership isn't really a position to gain out there. It's really becoming authentic in our own lives. And authenticity, I think, really begins with living honestly and living on the higher road. We all come with a certain amount of brain science. We certainly come with unhealed beliefs about ourselves. And you mentioned Bill Clinton and Anthony Weiner. You know, there's just a long list. Rob Ford in Toronto. There's a long list of leaders who go down because of misappropriate activity. The truth is that Rob Ford was a heavy drinker before he got to be mayor. So I think Bill Clinton probably had, this moral lapse well before he got to be president. And there's a lot of evidence around that. So the answer to your question is basically, let's do the work on ourselves. And this is a message for all of us. You know, whether we mess up in our marriage or whether we, cheat a little bit on our expense account or whatever the case might be, once we start down this road, we've got to check ourselves and get back on the high road.
You know, that's really wonderful. And you, by the way, as I said, have written a wonderful book, The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. And we're talking about leadership, and we're saying that, you know, this is a great thing to be so moral and ethical, and I believe in all that. And then we see these people that are doing very well that aren't moral and ethical, and so many people are struggling. If money is the key thing that we're going after, and it's a cutthroat business, how do we get rid of the cutthroat and still succeed?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure that I have an easy answer for that.
Except
to say that, you know, power and money and position, all these kinds of things really exacerbate our insecurities. So, you know, we might have grown up with the attitude that, we lived on the wrong side of the track, or money is the root of all evil, or all these types of things that we might have been taught very, very young. And we carry these things through, so when we get an opportunity to line our pocket or take a little bit that isn't ours, or even maybe not be so totally honest when we file our taxes. All of these kinds of things just lead to greater and greater issues as we get older and older in life and having more position and more power. So the idea is that life is just a whole lot easier when we kind of follow the right signals within ourselves and just don't get ourselves in these positions in the first place.
It sounds like from reading your book, along with your wife, who is a psychotherapist, that if I do all the right things and I'm ethical and I'm moral and I do get to the top, then I have nothing to trip me up as much, is what it sounds like. So if you take the straight path and you do get there, then you're not going to have these demons that come back to kind of sabotage you by saying you were never really that good. And that's kind of what it's about, isn't it? It's about who we are and that we don't ever forget those things, as you just said. And that's why they can trip us up.
Boy, put an exclamation mark behind that, Shannon. You're absolutely correct, and that is really just the key. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, well, I can take a little shortcut here or a little shortcut there, and maybe we can, and maybe we can't. You know, I used to be kind of heavy-footed on the highway, and so I was always kind of looking over my shoulder up in the rearview mirror to see if there was blue lights behind me at any point. And, you know, it finally dawned on me, I don't ever have to look in my rearview mirror if I'm never speeding. Mm-hmm. So it's just a simple matter of slowing down, doing the speed limit, and never having to worry about ever getting pulled over. It's the same in business. Mm-hmm. You know, leaders have to take risk. We just have to take risk in the positions that we're in. But there's a big line between risk and risky behavior. And most of us have an inner compass. Most of us have an inner compass that tells us when we've crossed that line. Immediately, we have to get back, and we have to get back into this place of authenticity.
Yeah, no, and I think that comes from, as I mentioned, your wife who wrote this book with you, Sharon Masoff. She understands, and I'm not saying you don't, but she understands that intuitive side, that important side that we need to deal in. And you work in a nonprofit. How do we put all of that and still get our goals and be so good? I mean, I know that the book talks about listening to your intuition, and you cite some great authors and some great things, but how do we get there and get there successfully and feel good about ourselves and still follow other people's rules, why we have to listen to our own?
Yeah, I think really it just kind of boils down to a few just great little nuggets. And the first mm-hmm. one is that just try to live in the present moment. Mm-hmm. Don't worry so much about what you look like or the great work that other people are watching you do. Be satisfied and be happy with yourself mm-hmm. as much as possible. And we all have work to do. My goodness, in I came from a family that had kind of OCD tendencies, and that was part of my genetic makeup. And thank heavens I'm married to a psychotherapist. it's been a great help to me to get help where needed. And I think this is a powerful message for all of your listeners. We all have these issues in our life, whether they're anger issues or whatever kind of issues there are. For heaven's sake, when we don't feel well, we go to the doctor. When we know that we're a little out of balance mentally or emotionally, seek the help that you need and get back on track.
That's a powerful message, because what we're doing is giving ourselves the break that we want other people to give us. And once we do that, we realize we're all, as you said, we all have something, and then just go forward with our work and be who we are, and that realize that no one's perfect. And those, as you talk about them, those core negative beliefs of I'm not enough, I'm not lovable, I'm unwanted, I'm powerless. We all have that at some times, but we need to just walk past it. If we can't, go and get help, and then we can do the work we were meant to do. Do you believe that if we are doing the work we are meant to do, that we are going to be successful?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, aligning yourself with your purpose in life, whatever that might be, and whether it's working on cars or whether it's doing psychotherapy or running a nonprofit or being a great host on a radio show, the truth is that we all have something to share when we come from that authentic place and we're not trying to impress or depress or whatever the situation is. You know, our mind can hijack us at times, Shannon, and what happens is that when we get into this fight or flight or freeze tendencies, we are literally hijacked by our mind, and we start making horrible decisions. And so it is a life of balance, and it's this kind of, easy go kind of existence that we know we're doing the right thing. We know we're on the right track, and we know when we're not.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing, is to catch ourselves when we're not.
Well, I think that's how you get to authentic leadership. And I think authentic is really the key word in your book, certainly in your book title and throughout your book, that once you are authentic, that you can get where you need to be. Who did you write this book for?
Well, I began it as a diary for myself. I took over a very dysfunctional nonprofit that was almost ready to collapse. I had 250 employees. I worried whether I could pay them from day to day. And the truth is that it brought out a great deal of fear in me. It brought out a lot of panic. And I needed to get it figured out for me. Everybody was looking to me to take this company and turn it around. We have done that, but it's come from, you know, teamwork and a lot of hard work. But really, it's come from a place of authenticity. You know, we want to take shortcuts in life. We want to say, I can get there faster if I do this. It's a little shady, but, you know, we have to just get that that vernacular out of our vocabulary. We just have to say, nope, there's no easy way to get to the top but through hard work and being honest and authentic. And leadership will find us when we start walking that line.
That's a great message, and I think that's a great message for everyone because we all have an authentic leadership in us, whether it's running a big company or whether, as you said, it's, you know, serving at a restaurant or cars or on a radio or psychotherapy, whatever it is, we are all somewhere authentic, and we need to be honest to that. It's a great message, and it's a great book. I thank you so much for joining us today. Again, the book is The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. Wonderful book. I think everybody should get it. It has something to teach us all. Stephen Mundell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the book. Again, everybody, it's The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership, and everything you hear is on shannonscorner.com, so you can go there. And there's always a direct link to our guest. And